keynote or the main event is Monday at 6 p.m. That's on MLK Day at 6 p.m. Reggie Hayes, Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer at CMS Energy. He's a brilliant, powerful individual. He'll be speaking on Dr. King's dream for today. It's going to be really powerful, and I'm hoping that everyone has a chance to go to our website and simply click on whatever event that you want to attend. You just simply click on it. You go to jccmi.edu. And Dr. King's dream for today, Greg, with all the things that are taking place, I just think that this is probably going to be one of the most important MLK days in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, even what we just saw at the Capitol, some people struggle with understanding that, is there a necessity to still have a Dr. King Day or to still focus on social justice or civil rights or racism, this, that, and the other? And they struggle with it. But one of the good things that I'm hoping that took place from January 6th, although it was a day that would live in infamy in our nation's history when our nation was attacked by terrorists, domestic terrorists, and the Capitol was overrun, one of the good things I'm hoping that comes from that, sometimes when Dr. King in 1955, when Rosa Parks didn't give her a seat up and they started the Montgomery bus boycott, and you've seen the dog, you've seen when they were peacefully walking over the Edmund Pettus Bridge, the little children, the water holes, skin whipped off of them, the dogs biting them. You've seen that. The difference was, Greg, was that it was filmed. And once it was filmed, the whole world saw, like, whoa, they said, no, slavery ended like 100 years ago. Everything is good. But when they saw that these officers and these individuals did all of this to these pre-peaceful protesters, it woke them up. And that's when white allies got on board and said, we need to really support. And you saw the Civil Rights Act